Over the summer, Anna and I went off to the New Day Festival. It's a Christian youth festival run by New Frontiers Church. There were around about just over 6,000 young people. I spent the week feeling very old, actually. But while we were there, amazing things happened, and some of our young people had some real good experiences of meeting with God. And so I've asked them, because we're trying to be brief today, not to tell you what I was like when we were there, that sort of thing, but to talk about what did they learn about God and what difference has it made. I'll see a few more of them coming. Andrew, why don't you kick us off?
At New Day, I really enjoyed myself because we had two sessions, one in the morning and one in the evening. In the morning, we learnt about David and how he had a heart after God, and that God looks at the heart, but we look at the outward appearance. I really enjoyed myself because of the immersive worship, which I felt I got closer to God by. With this new knowledge of God, I would like to tell my friends about him.
Excellent. Martha.
I found that there were actually three sessions. There was two in the morning and one in the evening. I only went to one in the morning and the one in the evening. I preferred the evening one, and I thought I knew a lot about God, but when I went there, I learned so much more, and I feel so much closer.
Brilliant. Imogen.
Going to New Day was really great. I think it helped me come a lot closer to God. The worship was really good, and because after going to New Day, I've decided to get baptised. So.
I learned that the only thing that stands between you and complete forgiveness is just some repentance and a little prayer.
I thought New Day was very good. The songs were very loud as well.
If you want to learn a little bit more about what it was like and to talk to them about their experiences, I mean, it was amazing with sort of 6,000 people crammed into a tent praising God. It was great. So do talk to them. But thank you for coming up. It was great to see you.